Oh shit, sorry. I'm muted. I forgot how to do Twitter Spaces, bro. Manage all guests here, including. What does this button do? What the fuck? There's a soundboard! Tap on an avatar to invite someone to speak and more. Okay, mic is on? Okay. Hey! How the fuck do I see what people are saying? Hold on. Aha! Me when I listen carefully. Oh, like you comment under the thing? Hello, people of the world. Am I muted? I'm not muted, right? Do I type here? What do I do? Oh shit. Hold on. How do I comment? I'm muted. Yes. How do I do this? Dude, am I stupid? To be fair, I don't think I've ever did a Twitter space in super long, so why are there people requesting to speak? What do you have to say? Oh, we can. Yo, I get like live notifications of what you guys say. That's so cool. Okay, hold on. You're good, bro. Thanks, bro. Hi, everybody else. I am on vacation and I am sick. And now I feel guilty for being sick. There's an option for music. I don't hear it though. Does it play if I'm muted or something? Hold on. Mute. No, the music just doesn't exist. I can, however, make soundboard sounds. I don't know if you can hear that. Where are y'all chilling at? You want my on point location? No, so I've been. Where the fuck is my phone charger? I've been out, I've been on a trip. As you guys can tell, even though I don't tweet about it. I'm currently at Thailand right now. Hey, that's loud. What's loud? The sound effect? Was the sound effect loud? I don't know which ones. We can hear everything. I'm sorry. Yeah, there's a sound effect. I've never used this, okay, to be so very honest. Last time, back in my day, when you had a Twitter space, you don't get all these sound effects. Voice transformer. Change how your audience hear you by selecting a voice transformer. Tap to preview transformation. Press and hold to hear how your own voice sounds. Press and hold. Like this. Ah, what does this sound like? Ah, what's echo?
Hey, what does this sound like? Wow. Can you guys hear this shit? Do you guys hear my voice changes?
That's so cool.
Yeah, we didn't have this back then, bro. It was just go live, be stupid. Yeah, we hear that? There are zero audio problems. Oh, are you sure? Are you sure about that, bud? But yeah, I'm in Thailand right now, which is it's been really fun. I've been meeting a lot of people, but then I got sick. So I did a stupid, right? Here's a little I did a little stupid. Yesterday, I ate McDonald's for the first time in like 3 months. I don't usually eat fast food like takeout, so I decided to eat it today because I was like, you know what? Is it the same in every country? And the one here had like double fish burgers. I was like, wow, I'm kind of curious. And then I only ate that the whole day, and then now I have diarrhea. To be fair, I'm kind of happy that I'm like shitting, but important question, did you get Thai tea? Yeah, I did. Which, oh, maybe that's why. Yesterday I got McDonald's and then afterwards I got Thai tea. Where's it? Yeah, Thai milk tea. I got Thai milk tea. I've been drinking Thai milk tea for the past 3 days too, and I'm lactose intolerant. So now I'm shitting myself. But it's kind of good because I don't shit. Like, I have constipation. So this is making me feel kind of good. But also not good because everything hurts. And it's like, when you're on vacation, you know, you kind of want to go outside. Survived Geary. Just Geary was so sweet. I don't know what you're talking about. Geary was like, to be fair, I did get sick in Geary's house. I got sick. I think a bunch of people were a little bit sick. We went out to eat like raw food and I got sick. I think Mata got it worse though because she was like vomiting. Like I woke up in the morning hearing like sounds, right? I wasn't really vomiting. I was just like really weak. And then Gia was like, "Oh, do you want porridge?" I was like, "Oh, you're that 1 in 4 out of 5 people suffer from diarrhea." I'm telling you, it's not. I haven't even been eating like street food, you know. Like, first of all, I'm in though. Like, my stomach is kind of good, but I haven't even been eating street food either. It's just because I haven't eaten, and then I refuse to eat, and all I do is drink milk. Because, man, I don't know if anyone here is from Thailand. But why you gotta make your drink so good? I would say this. Like, I ate so much shrimp. Do you think that might be the case? Does shrimp give you... Bestie, that's food poisoning, I think. I've only eaten shrimp. If you hear motorcycles outside... Yeah, I don't know. There's just motorcycles everywhere. But I've been eating shrimp. And the shrimp in Thailand is fucking massive. No one fucking told me this. I ordered shrimp fried rice, shrimp anything, and it's huge. It's like a prawn. It's not a shrimp. Shrimp is like tiny and gross. Prawns are like the size of my fist. It is big. Yeah, for real, Thai tea isn't... I've been drinking Thai tea. I got an Ova Maltin milk... Ova Maltin milkshake. The ice cream. Oh, the ice cream is... I don't even like ice cream. But the ice cream is so good. What else did I get? I got a bunch of tea. I got mango sticky rice. I got... I'm thinking of everything I got. There's a bunch of other food that I don't remember because it's in Thai. But holy shit. Have you taken any med? I want to suggest this one. I did. Hold on. I brought meds from my homeland. I brought Diataps, which is diabetes tablets. I think they're just activated charcoal. But... you're telling me a frog fried this rice? What the fuck is wrong with you? Shrimp should be okay unless it's contaminated. That can apply to everything. Bro, is the worst like this? Don't make me laugh. My stomach hurt. I'm gonna shit myself. Did you have durian? Oh my god. You know, people were telling me, like, Mata was like, "Oh my god, I really want to try durian." It's so funny because you know how there's a lot of rules on, like, you're not allowed to bring durian into the elevator and you're not allowed to eat durian in your hotel room and stuff like that, right? So Mata saw one of the announcements like, "You're not allowed to bring durian inside the elevator." And she got so sad. She was like, "Oh, but I want to try. Oh, wait, what the fuck is my... Kami!" Like, "Oh, Kami, I also... You want a durian too, right?" In my head, unironically, I was like, I can get this back at home. Like, we have durians everywhere. So, I'm okay with not eating durian right now. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much things that I'm like, I'm shocked because I didn't know it was not normal in the West, I guess, until this trip in Thailand. So, basically, first of all, the durian thing. There's a bunch of fruits that I kind of realized, like, I don't... Oh, God, you forgot her name. Yeah. I mean, it's a fucking Twitter space, you know, worst case scenario. Oh, whatever. It's the same thing. But, yeah, I think in Indo, we don't grow plum, do we? Like, I kind of noticed that. We don't have, like, plum jam? Is it plum serum? Plum jam? We grow weird fruits. We grow, like, fruits that look like devil fruits, but we don't grow, like, plum or apricots, I think. But we do have durian. Durian in Indo is, like, everywhere. So I told Mata, I was like, I mean, I'm kind of more sad for you because I can go home and eat durian. But you can't. And another thing is the massages. You know, she invited, like, she was like, oh my god, bestie, we gotta get our bodies massaged, which I completely agree. We've been walking everywhere. So we've been walking everywhere. Our body's tired. So I was like, yeah, a massage would be good. So we went to get a Thai massage. And not a Thai, like a Thailand massage. I think it's what it's called. Thai body massage. So Mata texted me in the morning and she was like, I just need to tell you, bestie, okay, the massage, I looked at a video and it might look a bit intimate. Like, if you're not comfortable, like, I'm comfortable with it, but if you're not comfortable, Kami, you don't have to get it. Like, you can get another massage and I'll get a thigh massage. So, just so you know, it's a little bit intimate. And here's the thing, I've never had a thigh massage before. But I was like, what the fuck do you mean intimate? Like, are we going to a plus-plus massage? Like, what do you mean by that? So I was like, are we going to a normal massage parlor? She's like, yeah, no. It's not, like, anything too bad. Like, it's just, you know, they massage your, like butt. I was like, okay. We both got a thigh massage. And Mata was like, oh, my God. I was a bit flustered. Like, she was so good. Like, she was, like, you know, massaging me and everything was so comfy. But, like, you know, she did jump on top of me and then massage, like, my butt and my thighs and my my back and everything. Like, ooh, like, back in my country, we don't do that, you know, the massages are very gentle. And I told her, I was like, in my country, we have so many different types of massage. We have, like, the Japanese massage, we have the Balinese massage. All of those massages require you to strip naked. Like, you will be naked. They will, you will have underwear on, but not usually, like, a bra. They will massage, like, your chest, your butt. They massage everything. So I was like, I did. Thai massage was, like, you still had to wear clothes on, you know? It's not that intimate for me. Because I'm used to being, like, naked and they're just, like, all in there with the oils and they are on top of me. They're, like, oiling my back. Like, I'm used to that. So I was like, is this what you meant by, like, a bit intimate? And she's like, yeah, I was a bit flustered when they were massaging my inner thigh. I was like, oh, okay. Thanks for telling me, though. Man. Girl finally getting some action in life. Excuse me? To be fair, first of all, I don't know how to defend from that, okay? It's a normal massage. To be fair, I have went into a plus-plus massage parlor by accident. So, hold on. Culture shock. The West don't do that, right? I thought, like, this whole time when people say, like, I'm going to get a massage, I thought it's going to be, like, you know, naked oil massage everywhere. But I guess in some parts of the West, a massage is, like, a body rub, but not near your boobs or your thighs. Like, nothing touching your butt. Or anything like that. Well, in Asia, it's like a massage is I will practically be your chiropractor for the day. Like, they will pick you up. Like, they will manhandle you. They will crack your bones. There was one part of the Thai massage where she was like, do you want to hear a stupid story? Like, this is kind of stupid. But it's not bad. I thought I was going to die. But you know what? Not bad. Kind of funny. So I got two types of massages. I got the thigh massage and then, like, one that, like, specifically focused on my neck and shoulders, right? Like, head, neck, and shoulders. Because I'm tired. Like, my shoulders are hurting. So I was like, okay, can I have, like, a thigh massage, but also, like, an extra, like, you know, I think 30 minutes or an hour, I forgot, like, an extra session where you just, like, focus on my neck and shoulders. And they were like, yes. So I got, like, oh my god, my voice. But yeah, she massaged it. And at first, she used her thumb and she was massaging, like, the back of my shoulders to my neck to my head with her thumb. And it was kind of painful. Like, maybe my muscles were just super bad. Also, sorry if I sound horrible, by the way. It's the phlegm. But she used her thumb and, like, pressed on my skin, like, acupuncture points. And it hurt super bad. But I don't think she spoke, like, English. So I told her, I was like, like, hey, it's too hard, right? I was like, it's too hard. And she was like, what? So I decided to use hand motions. You can't see what I'm doing with my hands, but basically, I shook my head. I was like, no. And then I thumped my hand to my, like, palm. Like, you know what I'm like? You know when you're trying to, like, I'm going to punch you, like, that hand motion to signal, like, not hard. Like, tone down the hardness is what I'm trying to say. Like, not too hard, right? So I shook my head and I went, like, not too hard. Like, not too hard. I guess that's like a horrible choice to do, because she saw my hand motions and you hear the thumping of my hand, and I guess she thought I wanted to be harder. And then here's the thing, okay, I'm not like tall or big, like I'm pretty small. So she looked at like the other ladies working there and she started like, oh my god, like she's like, okay. And I should have got that as a hint. Like, I should have been like, okay, maybe that's a horrible thing. Like, maybe she got it wrong. But I thought, you know, I think she understood. Like, I think maybe I offended her by saying, like, your massage is too hard or something. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to say anything after this point. But she looked at her other coworkers. She kind of giggled a little. And she's like, okay, okay. So then I laid down. And she decided to press on my acupuncture points with her elbow. Like, she, instead of massaging me with her thumb, she massaged me with her elbow, and she used, like, her whole body weight to, like, press down on my neck, on the side of my neck, like, my neck bone where my spine is supposed to be. Like, she used her whole body weight, her whole elbow, just, like, into my neck. I thought I was gonna fucking die, alright? Like, I was sitting there, like, we weren't even laying down. We had to, like, kind of sit sideways. And I was sitting there, I was like, okay, this is the end of me. Like, she's gonna break my spine, and then I'm gonna be paralyzed, and I'm just gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna be paralyzed after this massage. Thankfully, though, because it's an elbow and not, a thumb, the point is like not super like detailed. It wasn't as painful as I thought it was gonna be, but it definitely felt like my neck was bent. You know what I mean? Like, oh shit, Lama bro really said you asked for it. I know, I did think I should have just been like, you know, gentler. Like, maybe my hand could have like shown like a, you know, like little, I don't know. I'm really bad at hand movements, okay? The fact that I chose, like, shaking my head and then slamming my fist, like, I guess she thought, like, oh, it's not hard enough. She wants it to be, like, rough. And then, yeah, she fucking basically manhandled me. She full-on manhandled me. I thought I was gonna break my neck. But we're fine. A lot of, like, I feel like my head got a lot of blood running into it after the massage. And I didn't have the balls to say this to Mata, because Mata was telling me, she was like, that massage was so relaxing. Like, oh my god, I felt so relaxed. I felt so good. And I noticed she tweeted like, oh, Kami fell asleep on the massage table, blah, blah, blah. Like, she fell asleep. Bitch, I was relieved. Like, I was passed out. Okay, like, after this lady practically tried to dislocate my face, I was kind of like happy that it's over, and I was like, oh my god, there's so much blood coming to my head. Like, my face feels warm, my shoulders feels warm. Like, she basically ran me over with her elbow and her whole body weight, and she is like bigger than me, okay? Like, it'd be different if she was like my size. She is bigger than me, so that's a lot of weight on my neck, specifically my neck. If it's my back, that's fine, but this is my neck. Like, that, my neck is not very big. So I was like, fuck. I was so relieved. And my face feels warm. My shoulders feels warm. I feel like I'm gonna pass out. And I just passed out. Yeah, Mata was like, oh my god, she's sleeping. How cute. I was like, bro, I passed out. I almost died. I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah. Maybe I should have been better with hand movements. A little bit. Hold on. I need to cough, and it's gross, so I'm gonna mute. Aha. Ugh. I still sound the same. how huge is her? Well, she's not, like, super big, but bigger than me, in a way. Like, she's a bit taller than me and a little bit, like, more muscle-filled, you know? She started your blood circulation again. Good for you. Chat, for the first time, I felt like I could think. I got blood rushing into my brains, and for the first time, my brain is alive. Come, I swear to God, you need to start streaming, soon. I don't want to spam my tweet on this. Well, I'm not worth it for you. Is it? Does your muscle feel better? I'm not going to lie. I don't feel it. Like, I don't feel... Like, if I were to press my neck right now... It feels very numb. And it's been, like, a day or two. So, yay. You can think... Okay, chat. Thanks. And should I call you chat? Okay, tweeters. Ew. Ew. Okay, tweeters. But you want to know a crazy story, guys? You probably don't, but I'll tell you guys anyway. I went to Japan before this. And in Japan, I walked around. And then I saw a random cafe. And the cafe was like... The sign in front of the cafe said, like, Cafe Enak, right? So if you don't know what enak is, it's an Indonesian word for, like, delicious. So I was like, oh my God, there's a Japanese word that looks like an Indonesian word. So I was like, yo, what does enak mean in Japanese? And then I saw right next to it, there was, like a menu, and there was, like, coffee luwak. So I was like, oh my God, coffee luwak? That's like an Indo coffee, I think, right? So I went into the cafe just out of nowhere. That wasn't the plan for the day, but I decided to go into the cafe anyways. And it wasn't like a big cafe. It was like you enter this small building. It's on the second floor. There's only like two tables. Like there's only two tables, a sofa, and a chair. It's kind of like someone's home. Yeah, I think it's like... like someone's house, and they made the second floor like a mini cafe. So I went there. I was the only person there. And there was this old guy on the phone, like smoking a cigarette. So I was like, oh my God, smoking indoors while drinking coffee? He must be Indonesian. I was like, is he Indonesian? So I went in and he was like, oh, please enter. Apparently he's the owner. And he's like, please come in, sit. What do you want? And I was like, oh, can I have, like, tea and some biscuits and stuff? And he's like, yeah. Like, do you speak Japanese? I was like, no. I speak English. And I speak Indonesian. And he looked at me and he was like, oh, me too. And I was like, are you Indonesian, sir? And he's old. Like, he's, like, 60 years old. This is not, like, shaming him, by the way. He told me he was 60. But he was like... I'm Japanese, but I work in Indonesia for like 20 years of my life. And now I'm just having like my retirement back in Japan. But I used to work in Indo for like 20 years. And I was like, no way. So I was like, what? Where did you used to work? And I had a full like 2 hour long conversation with the owner of the coffee shop. Like this mini coffee shop that's like tucked in the middle of nowhere with their dog. Like, they had their dog in, so I bought like snacks for the dog, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, where did you work? And he's like, oh, I worked in Bali. And I was like, oh wow, what did you work as? I have not had, like, because I can't speak Japanese, I don't usually talk to locals when I go to Japan, but that was like my first genuine conversation. And I was like, can you tell me more about like Japan, like any tips for like, you know, like tourists might not know, but like as a local, you know? And he told me so many things. He was like, you know what? There is this pass. There is like a day pass for tourists, for like the train and stuff. It's only worth it if you have more than 3 destinations. Okay, like they market it like it's a worth it thing for all tourists, but it's not. If you have more than 3 destinations, like for example, you go to Shinjuku. And then after Shinjuku, you go to, what is it? Ginza. And then after Ginza, you go to, like, Harajuku. And then you want to go back to Shinjuku. That's worth it. But if it's only 2, nuh-uh, you know? Oh! What the fuck? Matata, you're out! I'm talking to Twitter people! I was shitting on you. I was absolutely shitting on you. But yeah, they fucking... they were like having a full conversation, and we exchanged phone numbers as well, because I was like, hey man, like, if you ever come back to Indo, you know, feel free to come over my place. And he's like, oh, how long are you going to be in Japan? I was like, oh, I'm leaving in 5 days. And he's like, oh, next time when you go to Japan, like, please, you can text this number. I can pick you up. I can do. And I mean, it's sweet. But like, I don't know you that much. But I was like, oh, yeah. And then we exchanged phone numbers. Like, he was like, do you have Line? I was like, no. Like, do you have WhatsApp? I was like, yeah. We switched phone numbers. I have him as like random Japan. It felt like a side quest story unlocked. You know what I mean? I was like, what the fuck? I was like, where are you going today? I was like, oh, I'm thinking of going to this park. And he's like, oh, like, you want me to accompany you? I was like, no, it's okay. Like, I'm chilling. And then he gave me so many like random tips, random like, this is where you should buy this kind of food. This is where like tourists go, but the food is not as good. Like, he's like, people like to say that, like, you should eat in this area. But it's not that good, actually. Like, it's a bit watered down. I recommend you go to this area. Like, locals go there. It's really good. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, wow, thank you so much. And yeah, now I have his phone number. It was weird. It's like a side quest. And, like, I got to learn about his life. Apparently, the man worked for 20 years in Indo. And now he is, like, he's kind of retired. But he works from home. So his job is just, like, calling people and stuff. Like, he works from home. He lives in Japan now. But he's like, yeah, I have a lot of, like, experience. Shit, that sounds like a really cool experience. I know, it's insane. Like, I never thought I could just have a random interaction with, like, a random old guy in Japan in Indonesian. You know, like, an Indonesian went to Japan talking to a Japanese person in Indonesian. What the fuck? It's just so random. W side quest. It's like I could have spoken to this man in Indonesia, in Indonesian. But no, it's like we just happened, both people happened to meet in Japan. We both decided to speak Indonesian. And even he was like, I'm glad you told me you speak Indonesian, because like my English is not that good. So I prefer speaking in Indonesian, actually. And I was like, oh, what other languages do you know? And he's like, oh, not a lot. I was like, tell me. And he's like, I can speak fluently. I can speak Indonesian and Japanese. But, like, I can somewhat have a conversation in other languages, like English and Mandarin and Korean and Thai. And I was like, bitch. Like, how do you have 6 languages under your belt like that? It's like, oh, I don't speak that much languages. I just speak, like, 6. And I was like, sir. He's like, oh, but I'm getting old. So, like, you know, I'm getting old and I'm starting to forget a lot of things and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, it's okay, sir. I'm still young and I don't even know them. And he's like, no, la. Young kids these days, you can learn languages very fast. I'm pretty sure if you put your mind into it, Japanese is so easy. I was like, bitch. I've been trying to learn Japanese for 2 years, and all I know is Ohayou gozaimasu. Arigato gozaimasu. Chodo mare. Wait, is Mata still here? I wanna out Mata. Oh, Mata's... Do you wanna know something? This is a super top secret. I have gossip. Yesterday, me and Mata, we took a taxi back, and I don't know if you realize this or not, but she was trying to tell, like, where the taxi to be, like, oh, stop here, right? Because we kind of, like, gave, like, a general, what is it, like, address, but we're like, oh, stop in this road. And she leaned over to the taxi guy, and she was like, oh, wait, chotto. I was sitting next to her, I was like, did you just say chotto mate to a Thai taxi driver? She was like, oh, wait, chotto mate. Girl, I laughed so hard when I got back. I was like, it had to sink in, you know? Like, I had to, like, what? Why did she say chotto mate? I was drinking. My bad. I was like, oh my god, queen. Like, she's bilingual. And I realized, I was like, isn't chotto mate, like, Japanese. But that was so funny. But he got it. He understood choto mate and like, wait. I can't even laugh that hard because what if I laugh and then I poop myself? I don't wanna poop myself. She's already back to spilling tea. There's a lot of, honestly, this trip is really fun. I've been having so much fun. And it's crazy because, like, I told Mata, I was like, girl, one of us is going to get stomach, like, we're going to get a stomach ache during this trip. And Mata's like, no, I have a stomach of steel. I can survive anything. And then she got a tummy ache first. And then now I'm having, like, full-on diarrhea. Like, when she got a tummy ache, I was like, I knew it. My stomach is more steel-er. And, yeah, well, to be fair. Oh, it's like, I look like a fucking raisin. I've been sleeping the whole day. Like, I haven't left my room. I'm just sleeping the whole fucking day. I've been shitting. I ordered, like, fried rice. That's it. So I've been eating fried rice, and I've been shitting. So now I kind of look like a raisin. Like, I'm all dried up of all the shit I had to get out. Is it really a trip if you don't get food poisoning? Preferably, that's my goal trip. I like not getting food poisoning. You're from Southeast Asia. A steel stomach is given. That's what I thought. You deserve this diarrhea, bestie, for talking all this shit. So true. You're so right. I need to lose the weight, you know? This is how it is. Oh, is this what I get for not accepting your fiber drink? Because I keep telling Mata, I'm like, oh my god, girl, I have not shat. Like, I genuinely have not pooped in, like, how long have you been under? Three weeks? 2 weeks? I forgot. For, like, before the trip, during the trip, until today, I have not shat. And it's been weeks. And I told Mata, I was like, I haven't pooped. And Mata's like, oh my god, you should get this fiber drink. Like, you need to poop. It's not normal not to poop for weeks. And even Onigiri said that. It's like, she's like, it's not normal to not poop for more than a week. And they were all offering me fiber drinks. I was like, no, thank you. I don't want to drink fiber drinks because I think, you don't get it, but I'm an idol. I don't poop. I don't vomit. Like, what do you mean? I don't have a butthole. So I was like, you don't get it. My body's just built diff. Okay, I absorb my own shit. Like, I am very eco-friendly. I reabsorb my trash. So I was like, I'm good. I'm fine. I never accepted it. And now I'm having, like, full-on diarrhea. So, yay. I should have just taken the fiber drink and had normal poops. But no. No, I didn't do that because I thought I'm not like other girls. I'm so... I don't thought you were a clown. Shut the fuck up. To be fair, I just like the fact that, like, you don't know this. I know people are like, oh my god, you should get that shit checked. Like, even Onigiri was like, you should get that shit checked. It's not normal for someone not to poop for weeks. I did. Like, for those of you that may not know, I had a camera shoved up my ass, like, medically. I don't know what it's called. I forgot. But a colon something? I don't know, like, a year ago, I basically paid a doctor to shove a camera up my ass to, like, check if I'm all good or not. Because I was like, oh, shit, I have not shat in so long, doc. Paid money, spent time to have the camera shoved up my butthole. Just for the doctors to tell me, like, you're fine. Like, your digestive system just kind of absorbs your poop. Like, you don't have anything like, oh, your poop kind of goes here and, like, it's all trapped in there. It's like, no, your body just absorbs the damn thing. That's why you're not shitting. There is nothing to shit. And I was like, is that normal? And he's like, as long as you don't feel sick, it's fine. So I've always just lived my life being like, you know what, I might not have shat in a very long time, but as long as I don't feel ill, I'm fine. And yeah, this is the first time I got diarrhea in a good while. So, my butt hurt. Smiley face. Why is Mata still here? Queen, why are you still here? Aren't you out? Aren't you out and about living life? Not being sick? I haven't pooped for so long, Doc, than just poop. So true. That was his medical license. What the fuck? Rate limit exceeded. Please wait a few moments and try again. I can't read the comments now because rate limit exceeded. Oh man. Congrats on finally shitting yourself at Kamigu. Really? You dedicated a whole fucking tweet? Is this a response to my tweet? Nope, but it's its own genuine tweet. Wow. Wow. Lamau diarrhea. No one was supposed to know I have diarrhea. Okay. No one was supposed to know that. I don't even know what to say. Fuck you. No, that's mean. No, fuck you. I'm dying. And I'm just content for her. This is why you should never be friends with content creators. I'm over here withering away in my bed. Crying. Shitting myself. And all you can think of is, content. How dare you? I will milk you for content. How about that? No one but us 900 people know. Is there 900 people in this? What the fuck? Why? Did you guys like my diarrhea story? I can't laugh. Oh, sleeping is sugar. What if I fall asleep? Oh my god. Actually, something else that I want to say, but I don't know if this sounds out of pocket. Or maybe I'm like outing myself a little. Hold on. I need to... Hold on. Okay. I kind of like my Twitter feed, X feed, I don't know. I like my Twitter feed in Thailand. I don't know. Mata Bestie, tell me if this happens to you on your Twitter feed too, but like, at least for me, for the past 2 days, every time I open Twitter, I get like ads, right? Because you get like ads according to your area. Like when I was in Japan, I got ads for like Japanese products and shit. When I was in Indo, I get ads for like Indonesian products. But in Thailand, I've been getting ads that are like a comic. Like I'm looking at one right now because I just opened Twitter again. And on the top of my feed, it's ad Boomtoon Thailand. And it's just full on yaoi. Like, I mean, it's in Thai, so I can't really, like, understand what the characters are saying, but it's just full on yaoi. Like, uncensored yaoi as ads. Is that normal? Is that, like, what? Anything? Please tell me it's normal. It's not like a for you thing, right? Lamau, yes, I got that too as Thai people. Okay, thank God. Because I was like, is this me like outing myself? Like, I mean, I do like reading, but like, you know, I don't want people to know I read. Well, read this. But I mean, it's so good. Is yaoi a part of Thai culture? I don't know. But all I can say it's really well done. Like, should I like it? Because it's... should I bookmark it? I kind of want to read it, but I don't understand what they're saying. The art is so well done. I am really into, like, if they draw a blushing face as well, thumbs up. You know what I mean? That's... they do it well. It's normal targeted yaoi. Surprisingly, there are a lot of Thai BL dramas. Surprisingly, I turned on my TV yesterday. I switched between three channels, right? The first one was like this drama, and it's like, I think it's a yuri, like it's a girl on girl. Next one is a dude on dude. The next one is just news. Like, That's it. Those are the options I get. It's either I watch Yuri, Yaoi, or the news. And that's like the hotel TV. So, yeah, Thai BL is so good. Cry emoji, cry emoji. I will not confirm or deny, but it has been one of the best quality things I've ever seen so far. You should share some with us. Get the fuck out of here. Source your own material. I like the idea of eco-friendly self-cycling. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin Life2D for the idea of eco-friendly self-cycling. Yeah. Why? Why did you have to tweet that on its own? Hold on, Mata, do you want to... I don't know if you want to talk since you're out. But tell me if you do. I don't mind. Because I'm so bored. I'm so bored and I'm sick. I want to go outside, but what if I shit myself in the middle of the road? What do I do? You mean colonoscopy? Yeah, I had that and the one with the camera in the stomach 3 years ago because of a stomach issue. It's weird, but it's a good thing to have that checked. Yeah, they shoved it up my ass and in my mouth just for them to tell me nothing's wrong with me. So, the Mata is just in love with its BL, I guess. To be fair, like, okay, I'm gonna go on a full vent here. Okay, hold on, let me crack my requested. Okay, hold on, let me requested, click, requested, check mark. Like this. Jesus Christ.
Stop telling my secrets, you fucking whore. Stop it. Stop.
Where are you?
I can't tell you. I'll tell you where I am.
Oh yeah, true. Oh, you know, someone asked me like, "Where are you now?" And I was like, "You want to know where I live right now?" And I can tell you.
I am having a drink, and I'm working on some emails. I miss you. I hope you feel better so we can go out tonight. You want me to come over to your hotel?
Do you have porridge?
Porridge?
Porridge.
Porridge. Would you like some?
Do they sell it out there? I was wondering.
I saw Oden, which is like the thing I sent you today. Just make me a list of what you need, because I need to head back soon anyway, because I'd like to shower and change. I'm stinky.
Okay, I'll be in my room, shitting myself.
If you'd make me a list, like, within the next 5 to 10 minutes of everything that you need me to buy, I'll buy it for you, and I'll come over.
5 to 10 minutes, hold on.
Just remind me what floor you're on.
Mata. Okay, hold on.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, be safe. What the? 5 to 10 minutes. I can't think of what I need in 5 to 10 minutes. What do I need? Porridge? Do I need porridge? Soup? Don't forget the durians. Oh, yeah. When are you eating durians? Oh, my God, she left. Okay, I should just text her. Do you want durians? Not for me, though. Not for me. But for you. Exclamation mark. Imagine, I have diarrhea and I decide to eat durian. Because I fucking hate everyone else. Like, I want everyone to suffer. That is horrible. Man, too much pressure. Yeah, I don't... What do you eat when you have diarrhea, guys? Because I feel like everything just comes out. I think you need Thai tea. Just saying. I think you need to shut the fuck up now. Oh, girl, where the fuck am I gonna find porridge? Also, durian is forbidden in our hotel. Yeah, I told the tweeterers this. I was like, you were so sad. You were like, oh, it is forbidden to have durian. We can eat it outside the hotel, like right outside. We can sit on like the side of the street and eat durians and then go back in. I can't laugh. Where the fuck am I gonna find porridge? You know what? I think it's fine. Maybe I can just pour like hot water into my fried rice and then that's the same thing. Right? Like if you get fried rice and you pour hot water and you just kind of wait until the water absorbs into the rice, that's kind of like porridge. Non-oily foods and probably some food with soup. I bought lentil soup. I don't quite like lentil. I don't know what lentil is, but Diataps to the rescue. I drank two Diataps. Get some Gatorade. I've never had Gatorade. I think Gatorade is not legal in my country. I do eat chicken and rice. I'm sorry, not no being of help. It's okay. I can eat like... What the fuck is this display picture? I'm sorry. I'm looking at like the people, like what you guys are saying, and I just saw this one person. I don't know if I can say who they are, but their display picture is so funny, and they just commented, "No." But their display picture is like, what is this guy's name? The guy from The Hunger Games? But like, with a person that I know's hair. So, the fact that you just say, no. I can see that. Oh man, I clicked on that comment once and now it's rate limit exceeded. Man. You can eat dark chocolate. I recommend it. Chocolate? Really? I feel like I shouldn't trust you. Canada Mizon. That's true. We have Mizone and we have Pocari Sweat. Josh Hutcherson. Yeah. Yeah. They had a Josh Hutcherson display picture. I'm just like, no. She's saying this publicly. Thanks, Mata, for calling people out with zero hesitation. False. Yeah, I'm gonna get you canceled, bitch. Don't have content creator friends. False news. Dot. Yep. Yep. Nope. Be warned. Be warned, bitch. Mm-mm-mm. This is why I love doing nothing with my life. This is just the best. Come. There you go. Bang, bang. Ugh. Sometimes I don't know if I just like, this is so, what is it? Too much information, TMI. This is kind of TMI, but you know those moments where like, you don't know if you're just gayasy or you're like dying. That's me. I don't know if like, am I about to burp or am I about to vomit? I'm not gonna do either, but yeah, I don't want to burp, but I also don't want to have the gas. You know, I have air inside body. What is it? Masuk angin, enter wind. I have enter wind. Is it rate limit reached? Oh man, let me just scroll through this. Twitter sucks. Twitter fucking sucks. I just scrolled through like the comments and like 12 minutes ago, someone's like, so your digestive system is just super efficient? Holy shit, you're the next evolution of human. I know, I don't need to, I do need to pee, but aside from pissing, I literally do not need to shit. Oh my god, I don't know if you heard Geary say this, but I'm gonna flex it, right? I keep telling people, I'm not fucking disgusting. Like, people have this weird concept that I'm a fucking filthy human being for some reason because of how I talk and how I act. And to be fair, kind of filthy. But I shower a lot and I'm very fucking clean. So when I stayed over at Geary's place, I cleaned everything. Like, I wiped the floor, I did the bed, and that's like normal, I don't know, like normal Asian shit. And then to top it off, I never shat in their bathroom. Think about it, guys. I'm like the perfect house guest. I don't shit on your bath. Shit in your bath? No, I don't shit in your bathroom. I don't stink up the toilet. And I clean. I'm like super sanitary. Why does no one want to live with me? I don't get it. What am I doing wrong? Please, Twitter, stop exceeding my rate limit. I'm like the perfect person, you know, like. I don't get it, man. I also can't see the fucking comments because they just redirect me to my super fast, super secret Twitter space thing. And I can't see what anyone is saying anymore. If I speak, I will get in trouble. What do you mean by that? What do you mean if you speak you will get in trouble? Or by who? What's the worst that could happen? I am free! No, I can't. Oh, my stomach. Hold on, I need to cough. Ooh. Okay, let me see. Let me see if this works. Hold on, let me respond to someone real quick. What should I eat? What should I get for diarrhea? Let me know soon. Yes, coconut. Coconut would be so good. Yes. You want bubble tea? Mata just said, no, I want to get you something. Do you want bubble tea? Yes. I want that. Not bubble tea. Actually, I kind of, you know what? Bubble tea? Maybe not. Yay, we're not rate limited anymore. Banana, really? Kami goo goose. Oh my god, chat, do you want to know why? I never told you guys this, but why my name is Kami goo. I'm not smart, and I wanted to be the god of goo. Because at that time, I was having a flu. When I was making this account, I was like, you know what? I'm having a flu, and I feel like I can be a flu bender, you know what I mean? Like, you know when you take a shower and you feel like the water dripping through the tips of your fingers and you feel like a water bender? That was me, but with the flu, where I felt like I can bend, I'm like controlling the snot coming out of my nose. So I was like, haha, call myself God of Goo, and then Kami Goo. Hint? On what? No BBT for lactose intolerant person. But what if the bubble tea does not have milk, just the tea? Banana is best. Oh, do you have? Oh, I'm gonna get. Okay. Do you have? Do you have banana? No. Like this. Oh, they're so sweet. I'm not usually nice. Like, when I tell people and I talk in public, I'm not a super nice person. But man, my friends are so sweet. Tell me. Yay! I'll buy banana. Mata said she'll buy banana and coconut. Thank you. Oh, I should put my pants on. Hold on. Hey, chat. I am taking you to my pant putting on journey. No, I got lazy. Bananas, rice, apples, and toast. Ooh. Man, do you have... What does this mean, Udin? What is I/bananas/I? Do you have slime girl model? Let's go. What makes you think? You know what's crazy? I never had any model. I never thought about it. And then you guys just decided to draw, like, what you guys think. Like, it's because I had a Chica display picture, bro. I had a funny little Chica display picture. And then Papilio Mare decided to draw, like, here is a safe to use on stream display picture, and I was like, queen, I'm not gonna stream, I think, but thank you. And then people drew it, and I feel so, like, flattered. Thank you so much. Slime girl, so true. I'm slime girl. Yep. We're just gonna pile on the whole lore right now. You guys can make my lore for real, for sure. Bim, Mata's texting me, Kuro's texting me. What is this? Oh shit, what if I ask for coconut and banana from Mata and another pair of coconut and banana from Kuro? That way, I can get 2 coconuts and 2 bananas. Anyways, this part, you can... you fucking made a picture! For diarrhea plus too much air in body. If you shit too many times, recommended food. Oh my god. Lazy Rab, you're not lazy. You are insanity. Hold on, let me save this picture. Save photo. Maybe I can... Where do you get this? In the grocery store? Maybe? Kami's lore. She got too much from reading yaoi and she became the god of goo. I love being the god of cum. Hold on. Party in your room! Yeah! I swear it's not stinky. I swear. Hold on. Do you... Can I get this from the grocery store? You get a character. Someone was making you a model. Yeah, someone was making me a model! Oh, shit. Yeah! It was Emmy! Oh, shit, sorry. Twitter DMs don't work for me for some reason. Like, it used to. But then, a year ago, it never turned back on. And now I don't get any notifications from DMs. I love you. I was DMing them. I'm so sorry. It was like... It was 7 days ago. It was a whole week ago. But I'm gonna be real, chat. I don't know if I'll use it. I'll use it, though. I'm not a streamer. But I will treasure it forever. I'm gonna print it out as like a file image and then just frame it.
Cause I'm not a streamer, guys. I'm a normal internet. Oh no, I'm a internet person.
Kami, I love being the god of cum. Thanks. Why you gotta out me? I speak for... This is like, how long has it been since I've spoken? Not long enough. I want to make a chibi. What? Why? Why? You guys are insane. Oh, wait. Kuro requested. Chotomatter. Oh, shit. My bad. Click yes.
I see you driving around town with a girl I love and I'm like, fuck you. Do, do, do.
Well, he's muted, but I sent you a DM. Someone sent me a picture. I can't read any of this, but do you think you can find it? It has a rabbit on the bottle, and it says, for diarrhea plus too much air in body. And then, oral rehydration salts powder. Ooh, to prevent dehydration. And then porridge or congee. Oh, my stomach. Sorry. My stomach is... What is sembelit? Are you speaking? I don't hear you. I am speaking. Am I not speaking? Am I speaking? I think I am. What the frig? Click. Click. Oh. Okay. Well, they're gone. Oralito. I get like random... stomach pain. Like, I'll be fine, and then suddenly it's like, I get a random like, puh, and my stomach hurts, and then it goes away, and it's gone, but then it comes back. I don't know. Muted? You are... Am I speaking, or am I muted? Don't lie to me. Hush. Hush. Hello, people of the world. Yes, I hear you.
Yo.
Jesus. Hello.
Yo.
Did you see the picture I sent on the Discord?
Yeah, why?
There is 3 products.
Yeah.
I think you can find the ores if you shit too many times.
Yeah, what did they sell that?
I don't know. Let me check the...
Like 7-Eleven or what?
Maybe? Let me see. You're muted, by the way. Fuck you, chat. What is this? I'm scrolling. I'm finding.
Bro, I just had the shittest fucking beef in the world.
Shittest fucking what?
Beef.
Beef?
Yes.
Tell me why.
It was so, so, so dry. Bro, the worst part is, there was no good part. There was, like, what? There's not even one thing on that whole meal I had where I can go, at least they had this. Like, no, there's nothing.
But isn't the, usually for beef places, they sell a bunch of different types, right? Maybe you ordered, yes, like, the bad type?
I ordered the premium set.
Oh, shit, okay. Okay, if I do know one. You don't know who Ivan Gunawan is, do you?
What? I can barely hear you. It's so loud.
Really? Do you know who Ivan Gunawan is?
Who?
Ivan Gunawan!
Oh, yeah? I know, because everyone fucking quote retweets every picture of me with that guy. So yeah, I do know. Why'd you mention?
Wait, so during that picture, one of my friends sent me like the link to it, and they're like, please, bestie, you have to check the quote retweets. You can tell who is like an Indonesian and who isn't from the quote retweets. And I see it, like, the Indonesians are like, yas, Ivan Gunawan slay. Well, like, non-Indonesians are just like, yeah, he's so handsome. But like,
bruh. Bruh.
Oh. Oh my god, I ordered the premium set. Maybe beef is just not good. You know, have you thought about not eating it?
Beef is good, bro. I had so much good beef in Japan. I don't know why.
Oh,
like, apparently. So I wanted to go to a different yakiniku. And the place I was going to, they like put a sign on the front saying, oh, we're on break for an hour. So I was like, what the fuck? But I'm hungry now. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll just go somewhere else. And then there was another yakiniku literally right next door.
Ooh.
So I was like, okay, I'll just go to this one, since I was gonna have yakiniku anyway. And then it turns out that this place is one of the worst yakinikus in Thailand.
Wait, what? How did you know that?
Because one of the people responded on my Twitter telling me that it's one of the most frequent of all yakinikus, and also the worst. So that was great.
Oh no. Well.
Oh my god, you know the worst part? You know these places? They give you what's it called? Like, for desserts, they normally have what's the marshmallow and chocolate thing? I forgot what it's called.
The s'mores.
Yeah, s'mores, right? They normally have s'mores. Well, I decided to order the s'mores to try and like cheer me up after such a shit meal, right? Oh,
so true.
My god. The chocolate, the chocolate that they normally give when like you go to order s'mores is normally like a hard chocolate, right?
Yeah.
It's like a hard chocolate that you can kind of melt a little bit with the marshmallow. So you can pack everything in together.
Yeah.
The chocolate that they give you there is melted dipping sauce. So melted dipping chocolate, right? So I'm like, what the fuck? But okay, I'll try it out. So I do the marshmallow. I start like fucking melting it, whatever. And then I dip it in chocolate after, and I put it in the cracker. And bro, the fucking sauce squirts out of it, because the crackers they use have holes in them, because it's like a pattern of holes. So all the sauce, because it's a literal sauce, just oozes out of the fucking thing and goes all over your fingers. I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What even?
Yeah, I don't talk about milky chocolate sauce, did I?
What are you talking about?
I've been sick! I'm fucking dying!
Why are you talking like that? No. Bro, you're trying to look cool or something? What the hell?
What do you mean,
I swear to God, you're trying to look cool in front of like fucking Twitter space people.
Yeah, I'm you're trying changing to, I'm, the way I'm you talk. Huh? How am I changing the way I talk?
Oh, dead edge? Like, what the hell is
dead
that?
Ass.
You like, never say that.
Dead edge?
Yeah.
I say that a lot, I think. No? Not as much as I want to. Maybe I should.
Nah, bro.
Nah, bro. Like, what do you mean, bro? Like, just eat at a better yakiniku place, homie.
Well, it was at a mall, so I kind of assumed it would be good.
You should try eating the street food.
You know, you're the one who recommended me not to do that.
Well, now that I'm sick, I recommend you to do that.
Oh, so then I also get sick?
Rawr. Where? What is it? Something stay together. Rawr.
What?
I can't think anymore. I'm in so much pain. Like, my stomach's only hurted.
Yeah.
You know what I've been listening to for the past, before this Twitter space, all I've been doing is listening to boyfriend ASMR hitting you with a pan. Like, what is it? It's boyfriend ASMR, but he whacks you with a pan or something. And it's just a dude that's like, okay, baby girl, you ready? And then you just hear like, bang, bang, bang. Like, I've just been hearing those. And there's another one that's like, a boyfriend goes to a dentist and fucking dies. Like,
bruh.
I've just been listening to it. You don't get it. My brain can't work. Are you gonna go get more food?
No, I'm in 7-Eleven now because you needed.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
What the hell do you
mean?
The
thing is in 7-Eleven. So it's, I can't read this, but it has a rabbit with wings and then
rabbit
horse.
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to check Discord quickly. Let me see.
Okay. Don't get porridge, because I think Mata is getting porridge. I'm not getting taken care of by my parents. Girlfriend ASMR. Cute and clumsy girlfriend. Accidentally commits vehicular manslaughter. I still fully believe this is you. I want to do stuff like that. I want to be an ASMR artiste. Girlfriend ASMR. Cute and shy girlfriend. Beats you with a frying pan.
Wait, is this supposed to be a drink, by the way? The wings thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so I'm supposed to be looking in the drink section, right?
Yeah, I think. Wow, I'm so useful. I'm like getting taken care of by my two parents, guys.
They don't have it.
What the ASMR boyfriend dies in a car crash. What the fuck is that?
Okay, wait, what else do you need? You need... What the hell even is that?
Oris. Oral rehydration salts powder.
Let me just double check. I feel like I need to find a pharmacy.
Ding, ding.
Or something. Unless they do have it here. Wait, maybe?
It's not in the drink section normally near the cashier, they said, for the
rabbit
one. Oh, lazy Rev. Thank you so much. You can show staff the picture. They can get them for you, they also said. Girlfriend ASMR. Girlfriend accidentally fart and poop when you're sleeping on her lap because she had diarrhea.
Bro, why are you saying, like, all these things? I'm you know, I have you on
I'm sorry.
I have
you
on speaker.
All right, everybody. I have you on speaker. Let's all sit here. I'm on speaker?
Yes. So I can hear you while I'm looking.
Ah!
Okay, stop. I'm leaving.
No, please! I need the thing! Wait, what is... Help me in 5. Oh shit, how do I say this out loud?
Okay, you know what? I am going to look... Not in 7-Eleven.
How do I pronounce this out loud?
This place says pharmacy. So maybe this is better.
Oh, Fuck, I can't read by.
Bro, how the hell did you even get like this?
I think yesterday I only ate McDonald's, and then I drank a fuck ton of milk tea because the boba is really yummy, and then I poo.
Wow.
Oh, Chuai. Oh, I'm gonna ruin this. I'll do my best. This is according to Google. Chuai chan noi dai mai ka.
What are you saying?
Please help me, I think. This is what.
Oh, great.
It's saying. Did I butcher? I know how to say sawadika. Yeah. And kunka.
Uh huh.
And one of the, I was walking around yesterday and one of the, like, person selling some snacks told me, like, oh, this is what you should say to say thank you. But this is, please help me. Chuai chan noi dai mai ka.
Okay, stop. Oh my god.
Chuai chan noi dai mai ka.
I'm looking right now for your shit in a pharmacy this time.
Lamau close? Oh. Is it in Thai? It's chui dui. Oh, chui dui? Chui dui? Chui dui? That's right, you pronounce it correctly? Oh, I'll make it look like you're listening to music. Okay. what song is nice?
I don't think they have it, Amber.
Come here, rhubarb, can you get it up? Come here, rhubarb, can you pick it up? Take it, baby, take it, baby.
Dude, how do I lower your volume? I can't. It doesn't lower. Bro. There's people looking at me.
When I was a young boy.
Oh my god.
My father.
Oh my god, I'm gonna kill myself.
Hello, everybody.
Why am I even doing this?
Thank you. Can you help me? I'm pooping.
Okay, you are on speaker.
I have diarrhea. Help me. Oh my god, what if there's like a... What do you call your viewers? Kuro... canines?
I'm just ignoring you while I look around.
What if there are canines around you right now? Now they have to listen to the person with the speaker and the guy that looks like Ivan Gunawan. Hey everyone, don't forget
to
subscribe, smash that notification.
That's it, I'm so out. You're on your own, bro. No. I'm like standing there. Do you know how many people are fucking there? Okay. There's like 8 people waiting in line and I was in the middle of the line and I can't take you off speaker for some reason. And they're fucking looking at me.
I'll stay quiet.
No. Fuck you.
I'll stay quiet, I promise.
Holy shit, they're literally staring at me. And they're like, what the fuck is this? What is that noise?
Narak maka. It means you're so cute. Narak maka.
Well, am I supposed to say that to them or what?
Maybe they'll give you a discount. You know, if you say it in like an attractive way, you're like, hey.
Bro.
You slide on like the diarrhea meds.
Okay, look,
onto the
I'm going into one last place and that's it. I'm going to Lawson's.
Okay. Okay. I'll stay quiet.
You can talk, but just bear in mind you have a fucking speaker because can't take you off it for some reason.
You're on speaker, a bunch of people are requesting to speak, and I feel like if I just accepted all of them, it'd be so funny.
Oh my god!
But I won't do that because you can show the sentence to the pharmacist. Oh, but I want to read it, but I feel cool. Hello, everybody. How's your day been? I want to send this to Kuro and tell him to show this. But what if I say it out loud? And then...
I'm looking right now for that bunny thing you were talking about.
Yeah.
and they don't have it here either.
Maybe you should
check another area.
Okay.
What if I just get you like random shit? Like you need vitamin orange, right?
No.
Well, the picture you sent me is orange.
Okay, first of all, it says oral rehydration salts powder.
What is rehydration?
I don't fucking know. But it's just orange flavor. I don't think I should drink orange juice. That's two different things.
All right. I'm looking. All right. They have a bunch of stuff for pains. Are you in pain?
Yes.
Bro, the doors keep fucking ding-donging. I don't know what's
going on. Ding-dong.
Oh, wait. We might have found something similar. I can't read Thai. But it says orange flavor. And that's like similar.
Oh yeah, just get whatever's orange flavor. You're so right.
I don't know.
I'm gonna die, guys. This is why I should have just sent this.
Do you need collagen? Collagen.
Isn't that for your face?
I don't know.
I think it's for your face, right? Like the face mask collagen.
It's in the section for self-care.
Do I look like I need self-care?
Yeah, like... Oh, my God. They have, stuff for pains on your back.
Oh, wow.
But they don't... There's nothing that has, a picture of someone shitting themselves. So I don't know what to get. I'm sure one of these... What about paracetamol?
Wow.
You want paracetamol?
Okay. I guess. I don't know. Do I look like a doctor to you?
There's stuff for nasal relief. If you need nasal relief.
Am I supposed to shove that up my bum hole or some shit? My nose is fine. My butt gonna hurt though.
My God. Alright, let me look around. There might be something I'm missing here.
You can maybe show the picture to the store person. I won't say anything, so.
Yeah.
Do you have anything for diarrhea? Hello. Welcome to 9.9 FM. Bringing you the top best hits so far. Starting off, oh my God, I can do the thing when you're driving and then you're bored, so then you listen to a random radio. I can do that.
I'm trying to find a word. 8.7 GFM.
Suara musik terkini.
Oh my God. If this fucking thing beeps one more.
Aku sayang kita semua sayang something sayang kita something.
Okay. I think you need this.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharp. First tool in the shade.
I'm just gonna get you a bunch of shit that I think you might need.
Don't waste your money like that. Just get you think is for poop. The only problem is poop.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, poop? What can I give you to make you shit yourself? And I think this is
I'm good. Already shitting myself. The whole point is I needed to stop.
Oh
my God. Bro.
Yeah. Let me see.
Oh. What the fuck?
I'm looking, bro.
Bring me back to my home country in a casket. I will shit myself. Bro, are you about to give me what is it? What is a lack? I forgot what it's called. It's that medicine.
Laxatives?
Yeah, laxatives.
No.
Oh, thank God.
I thought you were like, yeah, I got a bunch of laxatives for you. And I'm like, thank you.
Zinc is good, isn't it?
Isn't that metal?
Yeah.
Why the fuck would I want to eat metal?
Oh, I don't freaking know.
What? Like, isn't it deadly?
Hold up. You know what? I'm busting out the Google Translate.
Oh, let's go. Let's go, bruv. Then I went to do gimme myth. Get an F. What's a... What is this? Compilation of manga panels that turn into memes. Please just listen to me for a second. Please stop having sex with my boyfriend. It's weird, mom.
Bro. Bro.
What the fuck is sick? Please be my personal cum dump.
How do I mute this?
What is this manga panel like? Okay. Mata is coming. I'm gonna wear some pants.
Oh, wait. These could be good.
What are those? Pants? Floop.
Do you prefer blackcurrant, strawberries, or grape?
Oh, blackcurrant!
Black? Really? I thought you hate Ribena.
I don't like Ribena, no.
But this is like black... Okay, whatever.
I like blackcurrant, but I don't like Ribena.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna put you in my pocket. So just shut the fuck up.
Oh my god, it smells in here. It stinks. Aku sayang, kita semua sayang. Tapi sayang, kita cantikan. Coming now. Yay! I love you. I'm coming down to get Maka coming in clutch with the banana. You can hear the echo. So I hear you have a problem with... Wait, what are those, hold on, if you clicked on this video, that means you have a problem with your digestive system. And that's okay. You know, 1 in 100 men suffer from constipation daily. It hurts a lot of aspects of their life. You don't have to did he leave? No, he's still here. Oh,
can you hear me?
On charcoal. Yeah.
Okay. I got you two things that might help. Yay. According to Google.
Oh, okay.
It's not really medicine, but it's more like vitamins.
Oh, okay. I like vitamins.
So, yeah, hopefully those will help out a little bit.
Thank you.
If they don't, then fuck me, I guess.
Thank you! Man, it's an honest to God miracle that this poor dude didn't hang up on you, man. You're evil. I was thinking of being like, you know, the 1 out of 100 men suffer from erectile dysfunction. It's okay. In this video, I will teach you the best ways to cure it. But then I thought, maybe that's a bit too evil, so I'll just say poop problems. Ah! Are you close? Should I come down? I got my pants. Kami is an absolute menace. I would absolutely walk into a 7-Eleven with her on speaker mode. I'm socially normal.
What?
I'm pretty normal. No one gave you the stink eye. I'm pretty... Right? Are you sick and sick of
hotels?
No, I'm reading people's thingy-majiggies.
I am sick. I'm staying at my hotel room. But I got... Mother is coming here with banana and coconut and something. Electrolytes. And then Dad is coming over with medicine or vitamins. Aha, parents. Who? Why you guys sound so offended?
Well, I can't fucking... I can't hear you, and it sounded like you said Dad.
Yeah?
Huh?
Yippee!
It's so fucking loud, I can't hear.
Do you watch ads just so you can repeat them at inappropriate time? Mama and Dada, take care of Kabi. So true. No, but I really appreciate them. They're so sweet. Don't call Kuro Dad. Don't call him Daddy. Who the fuck said that? Who the fuck? Y'all dirty. Why is it normal for me to be, oh, mommy's coming over? Like, that's normal. I'm like, oh my god, mommy's coming over. But if I go, Daddy, okay, that is weird. I will say that is kind of weird. But why make it weird? I used to call my dad Daddy when I was younger. I used to be like, Daddy! Oh my god! It was normal. It was so wholesome. You ruined it. Who's calling Kuro Daddy?
Holy shit. Okay. I'm almost there, but there's another 7-Eleven. I'm gonna check if there's anything else.
Oh, thank you. Ding ding. Do you suffer from being lonely? No one loves you, and you think to yourself, why? Well, in this video, we will teach you ways to attract a potential soulmate. Don't worry, your secret is safe with us.
What are you saying? What are you reading?
Oh, nothing. It's just whatever comes to my mind. It looks like you're watching a video and you're not, like, weird, you know?
There's a guy T-posing. I wonder if I should get that for you.
Ooh! Wait, what? Like the guy?
Yeah, it's like a guy T-posing.
I don't really want, like, to bring a dude in my room, I'ma be real. Like...
A T-posing guy?
Isn't that called kidnapping?
Shut the hell up, man.
What the fuck do you mean?
There's a T-posing guy, like a drink.
Oh. I thought you were talking about actual guy T-posing. I was like, I think that's kind of illegal. Tommy, that hits too close to home. Never do that again. In this video, we will teach you 3 steps on how to attract a potential soulmate. Have someone love you for you. Woohoo!
Yeah, they don't really have anything.
No.
I'm very confused because every single like piece of medicine they have has a picture of a person like holding their neck, but there's none of them holding like their ass. So I don't know which one is like for us. Because every picture is like them holding their neck in pain. But why? Where's the ass holding?
When you have diarrhea, right? Do you fucking hold your ass?
Yeah, you're like. Ugh.
What the fuck is wrong with you? No one holds their ass when they have diarrhea. You're just pooping. I think the one holding their neck okay. is not pain.
Just because that you don't doesn't mean other people don't.
Are you the type of person that like sits on the toilet and physically spread their ass cheek with your hands?
What?
That's kind of what I'm imagining. If you're like, just because you don't do it doesn't mean other people don't do it. So like, when do you hold your ass?
I'm just like saying if you're having diarrhea, you're gonna hold your ass in pain.
Is this normal Twitterers? With Twitter Xers? Twitterers? Huh. Oh my god, are you guys called X's? Because it's X. Oh my god, I'm so painfully unfunny. I went to a therapist, okay guys, and I become not funny. I'm dying. What are these two blabbering about? What people
I
do
swear
that?
To god.
No one does it.
Bro, the Thailand language is the most confusing written language I've ever seen.
It kind of reminds me of, I don't know if I'm going to get cancelled for saying this, but it reminds me of, Asmara? Aksara? It's like a, in Indo, we had like a traditional way of writing some stuff. It kind of reminds me of that. Asmara. Like for Javanese, we have like the, it looks kind of, it's not the same, but kind of similar. Am I crazy? Yeah, okay, Aksara Jawa. That's why I was like, oh, I kind of like looking at this. Usually you hold your stomach in pain when you have a stomach. Oh, you're right. I usually curl up into a fetus. I kind of like how they write it because you can really tell, like, their handwriting is so pretty and they look square and...
Bro, why is your fucking hotel so far away?
When I was a young boy, Asmara Jawa.
I feel like I've been walking for 10 million years.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Shut the fuck up.
What the fuck? What? How do I show appreciation to someone like you? How do I do this?
When you're feeling better.
Right.
Just don't annoy me for like a whole day.
But when was the last time I have annoyed you?
Like 2 minutes ago?
Aside from today. I was so nice, bitch.
Man.
I was so...
Man.
You were like, oh my god, Kami. I'm shitting myself. I'm pooping. I'm sick. And I took care of you. That never happened, by the way. I just made this shit up.
When did this happen? I'm pretty healthy.
Nah, you were like, oh my god, Kami. My...
You're just making...
I don't know, man. All I'm saying is I think I'm a pretty nice person. Okay? I think I'm pretty damn nice. Like that one time, you don't know this, guys, because, you know, I'm not trying to brag, but one time, Kuro was about to cross the road, right? And then a massive truck was coming. And I ran. I ran all the way there. Grabbed him. I pulled him backwards. Almost sacrificing myself to save Kuro. Canine Kuro. I forgot.
I feel like this type of situation...
That's true.
Probably has happened in reverse. Like, I feel like there's a lot of times where if we had ever walked somewhere, you're like looking at your phone without fucking crossing, like when you go to cross. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Not true. What is true is the other time, Kuro was in a burning building, right? And I risked my life to climb up and save him from the burning building. And I went down and everyone clapped. Real. I'm so nice. I'm so selfless.
That was so real, yeah.
Yeah. You don't get it. I have risked my life to save Canine Kuro. I'm pretty sure you have another name. Canine Kuro. Kuro 9, right? Canine Kuro. From yes. Danger, multiple times, countless of times, and everyone yes. cheered. Wahoo!
Yes. So, what do you want me to do with this shit? By the way, do you want me to like buzz up and then put it outside your door? Or do
oh, I'm coming
what?
Down because Mata's also gonna come. I don't know where she is. She said I'm on the way, coming, and then I think she's still on the way. So I'll go down. Wait. I got my big girl pants on. I got a jacket. Oh, hell yeah. Ooh. Whoop. Whoop. Oh. Oh my god. I've been laying in bed the whole day. Now the world's spinning. Alright, I'm gonna get ready to get stuff downstairs. I don't think I can. I'm not as ballsy, guys. I'm not gonna bring you downstairs. What can that be?
Well, I'm not even, like, I'm still not that close.
Oh, okay. Be safe.
So. What do you mean? I'm saying I'm not that close, so you can still stay on.
Oh.
Bro, how long is this fucking road?
How's everyone doing today? Are you guys having a good day? Can you react with a, like an emote? Can, oh wait, you don't know this, but look, I found this today. Hold on.
What? Are you talking to me? Oh my god. Chat?
Did you hear that? It was like no? I played a sound effect, but I think that was too painfully loud. I'm sorry.
Wait, do it again?
Was it? The fuck is that? There's like a drrrr sound. Am I the only one hearing the drrrr sound?
I don't hear it.
Oh. Okay, maybe I should not click any more of these. Am I crazy?
You crazy?
Guys, am I crazy? I'm not crazy.
I think you're crazy.
It happened.
That made me crazy. Possibly.
Bruh.
And the.
Bruh.
Okay, I need to get ready.
Dude, having to cross. Bro, it's so scary to cross in these fucking areas. Ugh.
You got this.
Why is there so many fucking bikes?
Just use the hand of power. You reach out your hand and you say stop, and then they will stop for you because that is the hand of power.
It's so hot, I'm going to fucking tear my skin off.
I don't get it. I thought it was pretty like warm in Thailand today. I went outside with a sweater.
Robert, you are literally indoors.
So true.
Air conditioned.
But yesterday I went outdoors with sweaters because it's windy. That's why it's like, it's not hot, like it's hot windy, so it's not too hot. But if it's like hot not windy, then that is like hot. Am I making any sense, guys? Please tell me I am.
Yes, you're making sense. However, there's no fucking wind, bro.
Mata's almost here. Okay, I'm gonna end our super fast, super secret Twitter space. Unless you want to continue it. Then I can invite to co-host. Oh, what is... Report and remove Canine Kuro? Remove Canine Kuro? What does that mean? I can remove from speakers.
Oh, I wonder.
Invite to co-host. Let me see. Invite to co-host. Co-host can invite, remove, and mute speakers.
Bruh.
I don't think that's the right thing. Block and remove Canine Kuro? Canine Kuro will be removed from this space and will no longer be able to follow or message you. You will also not see notifications from Canine Kuro.
So you're just gonna fucking hardcore block me.
I wasn't thinking. It's just like, you know, you gotta test out the features, right? It's called research, buddy.
Oh my god.
Oh shit. I can also do... What else can I do here with the new...
I'm almost there. I'm almost there.
What the fuck? Hello? I think it's broken. Unless it's not. Maybe it is broken. Alright, I need to go down anyways. Thank you for accompanying me today, everybody. I am literally does not do anything. Makes a Twitter space when I'm delirious and diarrheic. I'll see you guys. I don't know. Sometimes, mayhaps. Did you just... What the fuck is that sound? What the fuck is that sound? Hold on. Did you guys hear that? There was like a, oh, oh, oh. Did you not hear that? I was like, oh. No? What is that sound? Where the fuck was that coming from? No? Oh my god, I'm going crazy. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna put an extra jacket on just in case, because I don't wanna. Oh man, I'm scared. Now I'm scared. I just heard something. I swear to you, it sounded like. And it wasn't a bird. It was like a neighbor. I heard. Oh, please don't be fucking. It's okay. They're not doing anything. Haram! Ha. It's okay. Ha. Okay. I'm going now. Goodbye. Did you just shut yourself? I'm creeping out. The fuck? That was a sound. Maybe it's just like people having sex next doors. Okay? It's a fun day. Maybe people are having sex next doors and I'm shitting myself. Birds for sure. It is not a bird. It was not a bird. Unless a bird sounds like. Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe it's a really weird moan, okay? Alright, everybody. I will see you sometimes. Maybe I will never see you again. Ha ha ha. I'm kidding. Okay. Yay! Okay. Goodbye, everybody. I love you. Ha ha ha. End space. This will end the conversation for everyone.